Let us pray. Father in heaven, teach us the language of your word and guide us to always live according to your will, so that we can be close to you and serve with a willing heart. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Good morning, everyone. I'm glad, and this is the good opportunity to be around you beginning of this year. So I like to say Happy New Year to everyone. Because last year, I was here on December, and glad to be here again, be with you, the servant people. And this is, I can't tell you how I feel from the start of this service this morning. But Dale and I never talk about what we want to do for during this service. Only I sent the reading and the theme, and I leave it with Pat Dale. And when we work with our heart to God, the connection very strong. And the beginning, Pat Dale sharing with you, Isaiah, we will end today during my sermon. And I was sitting there and thinking, how great is our God in our life. If we connect with one and another to Christ our Lord, and our heart connect one and another as a bridge to sharing the good news about Jesus Christ in our life. This is amazing. I was in tears to tell you the truth about the Spirit of God working through us. As a humans, there is something that is always in our minds, that is our curiosity. Whether when the spectacular news around us, we will sharing straight away to everyone. Or one things now attract us all. If someone sharing the spectacular news during the time through Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, or everything, social media, people often visit the page and comment. And people will tell you, they like in your heart, just like want to comment, type and comment. But when people hearing about the good news or the passage from the Bible, very quiet. If spectacular, people often, because the curiosity in their heart to want to say and want to know everything. Or whether the circus is in town, the news spreads straight away. Circus already in the town, and people look forward to go. Sometimes, Sunday, they said, oh, we no attend the church because our grandchildren, or we want to go watching circus. And we look forward for that. Or if there is a huge concert, our artist, favorite artist, we look forward to go. Because spectacular, we are attracted by the lights and sense of amazement. And of course, we'll talk about it every day, day and day. Oh, that's spectacular. We will talk about it in our life. But this is new, news, different than what the gospel, Mark of gospel tell us today. So I will bring your attention, talking to the story, and we come back to the gospel's reading today. In Mark's gospel, we must remember and can't be separated from the verses 21 to 28. The reason why I said that, because this passage is important and covers the beginning of Jesus' ministry in the city called Capernaum, after he appeared in Galilee and chose his disciples. In the story, Mark describes Jesus speaking in the front of the synagogue where not everyone could appear and speak apart from the scribes or Pharisees. Only people, the Pharisees people, can speak in the synagogue. At the time, Jesus was unknown to the people, but the impact of his teachings amazed and surprised many people at the time. He spoke with the authority of a person with great spiritual power. Furthermore, Jesus casted the demon out of possessed man. So news spread around the town quickly. Something spectacular happened today through Jesus. Next, Jesus and his four disciples went to Simon and Andrew's house. The disciples told them about the conditions of Simon's mother-in-law, who was lying down because of fever. Jesus, whose heart always full of compassion, like touched his heart, approaching the bed where Simon's mother-in-law lies, was held her hand and she was healed. And if we're reading in Luke and John different, in Luke talking about Jesus speak to the fever, and in John, Jesus kneel and ask and hold the hand of Simon's mother-in-law. But let's not talking about what Luke said and what John said, what Mark said, but our focus is how we see the power in Jesus Christ. After recovering, Simon's mother-in-law, not sitting down, but straight away served the guest who all around that. Jesus' presence not only healed Simon's mother-in-law, but changed the atmosphere of the house, which was previously cloudy, to filled with joy. So after the atmosphere set, because Simon's father, mother-in-law lie and sick, but after what happened, the cloudy to fill with joy. The people of Capernaum who knew where Jesus was brought sick, possessed people to Simon's doorstep. Jesus healed them and casted out demons. How happy must the town have felt? The life which were previously gloomy had now become bright and cheerful because lots of people healed, because what happened, Jesus did in their life. People who witnessed Jesus' actions began to tell the stories, sharing the message to one and another about the events that took place. Jesus knew what would happen next. While his followers were still sleeping soundly, he got up early in the morning and went to a quiet place to pray. He must have pondered last night's event in his prayer, and like us, too, must have been wondering what to do next. He sought certainty about the purpose of his coming. After all, he came to carry out his Father's will, not human will. So when Simon and his friends came to him and told him, "Everyone is looking for you," instead of following the will of those who needed him, Jesus understood he had to reach out to those who did not know about him and preach the good news. You see, the one good example from Jesus, while everyone still sleeping, he out slowly to make sure he have time to communicate with his Father, to reflect what happened yesterday. He's not say, "I'm the good one," so people focus on him, but he's out quietly to speak to his Father, to ask and to reflect what happened yesterday. He invited his followers, let us go to other places, to the neighboring city, so that they are too can preach the gospel, for that is what I have come for. Then he went throughout Galilee and preached the gospel in the synagogue and cast out demons. That's the good example God speaks to us today. When Pastor Dale started to tell the story about what happened in the New Year's Eve, if you remember from the past, the moderator, as a moderator, my team, sharing your life message. I'm not sharing your story, but I'm telling about sharing your life message. Because when you tell your story, people only listening. Oh, this is your story. But when you're sharing your life message, something coming to your heart to tell someone as a bridge to bring you to connect to God. So your message will connect to your heart and you will see how amazed God in our life. The message very strong. Jesus' message very strong to us to tell about what happened he's doing in his life. So the question for us today, what does today's gospel story message mean for us for the living today? First, the presence of Jesus in our life changes our outlook on life from being gloomy to bright. We are required to allow ourselves to be approached by Jesus. What is required of us to allow ourselves to be approached by Jesus? Everyone who accepts Jesus will enjoy the good news. He preached and experienced his loving actions. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 29 says, he gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. We witness today in our life. Lots of people living in the condition of our neighbors with lots of sickness, with struggle, with economic, with financial. Very sad to witness that. So our duty to bring the message of God to them, bring the good news of Jesus to them, so Jesus can touch the heart to see the big picture. Sometimes we struggle, but we trust God. Healing hand can touch us and healing our life as well. I witnessed that in my life. Sometimes if I feel sick, I use my hand and I pray. I said, God, Jesus, I believe you healing hand. Bless what I feel today. And I touch like this and I put down. I believe you will healing me. And I feel better. So I like to sharing this message to you so you can experience that too as a believer. Do whatever God asks you to do. Ask God, I believe you living hand, God, free me from this evil sickness. And I witnessed that in my life. This is what God asks today to do that. We worry too about our church. Our meeting is very important so we can do what we have to do. But the most important, we train someone to go and spread the good news to the congregation. And this is sad for today in our church. People don't like to be trying to become as a servant of God, to ready with their heart to go and serving God. And we witness, we can see lots of people in the congregation. They said, we don't want to go to church anymore because what for go to church? But when we serve with our heart, the message from God clear. So we can use as a bridge to reach people in need in this condition. Lots of our congregation, we taught minister. It is sad to see that. Sometimes we trust people who are willing to serve. But if people have heart to serve God, different story. This is what I'm talking about. I'm not talking because Pak Dale good. My heart very connect with Pak Dale because not because we working together before. But the Spirit of God connect us, see? So when we talking, I only sending my reading, but all the songs, but what all the testimony today touch my heart deeply. This is the message of God. Meeting important, but that's only one we can do in our church. This is question for us today. I always sitting down 5 o'clock in the morning to pray. I ask God, sometimes take time. And that's hard to dealing with that. But I pray for everyone in leadership. God, please help us all. In especially in different, in this life, in uncertainty. Do we have heart to serve God in this struggle time? This is challenge for everyone. Not for only for our church, for our country as well. We're dealing with lots of stuff. When the prime minister's talking about the tax cut, we all struggle. And we see lots of people homeless. That struggle. Who can do the things to change the world? Only the knee and the communicate with God can change. Only knee and the pray and communicate to God can change. Special Bapa pray and touch my heart for my country, Indonesia. During this election time, in the next 10 days, Ibu Ani can tell you, the candidate already there. But as an Indonesian citizenship, I witness my president today, Jokowi, the best president ever. He reached out my village to the market and talk to people in need. And not only in Indonesia, all around the world accept Jokowi leadership. But jealousy always attract people's heart. They don't want to see him. Now they want to protest. Because what? Jokowi's son, the candidate to the vice president. Because if he continue as a vice president, he will continue the program. But people, they don't want. Because during Jokowi's time, no corruption. And people really angry. When I'm talking, I have goosebumps. Because lots of my family still there. I want them to be fair to living as a citizen of Indonesia. Every day I pray. Lots of people pray. And that starts my heart. Last night, life, 600 ministers put the knee down and pray. God healing our country. This is amazing. The situation only pray, and Jesus saw that. Jesus pray every time he do something. He makes sure he is as a son of God, make sure he communicate with his father. That's challenge for us today, what we do in our life. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Second, the relationship with God in prayer in the mind strength that enables us to distinguish between God's will and human will. That's what I'm talking about. A relationship with God will bring wisdom that makes us able to choose God's will even though it feels difficult and risk. Sometimes we have to take a risk. Difficult. Sometimes people say, oh, why? What for you do that? But we trust God. in everything we do. We have to communicate with God. Don't wait until you come to church every Sunday and we pray. Our time, as soon as you wake up, make sure you have your time. 1 minute or 10 minutes with the laughing one, that Jesus Christ, through your prayer. This is what I always encourage people. My family, every night, wherever you're busy, we have to have time to read the Bible. We reflect a little bit and communicate with God through our prayer. Only the one can save your family. Only the time can make you peace in your heart. The Lord Jesus always looked for times to communicate with his Father in prayer. That is also what he wants from us. Third, proclaiming the good news and being a witness to Jesus' act of love in the main mission of every Christian's life. Sometimes people don't like to come to church, but through our life, we can bring the good news to other people. That's how we preach the good news to other people. You see, sometimes when we're listening to the message from other people, how they meet God through the weakness, through the sickness, we said, oh, how can people can do that? Why I'm not? So this is a challenge for us to die too. So the main mission for every Christian to spread the good news to our neighbors, to our friends, rather than every time we met, we said, oh, I saw in the Facebook, people comment, that's not bring you come to heaven, but make you always say, oh, why people say that? Why people talking about that? Church, people as a Christian have to bring the restore and reconciliation in this life. And this is what God wants us to do. Just as people who are healed and freed from evil spirits become evangelists and witnesses of Jesus Christ, we too are healed and freed from the power of evil to become evangelists and witnesses of Jesus Christ. The Bible witnesses this as testimony for us today. Jesus' disciples, Simon, James, Andrew, as soon as Jesus died, they not lock them out in their room, but they go out and talking about Jesus. Even though they lock them out in the prison, but not stop them to tell about the goodness of God. They spread out. And Paul, you see Paul, he ready to go kill the Christian who believe in God. But in the way, when Jesus coming and appears to him, change his heart to serve. And you witness, and you can read too in the Bible how struggle Paul is in his life. Preaching the gospel to many people who are in need to die. This is our duty. And the last, we are healed through service. We are called as a Christian to not only pray, but to be servants as well. Through the example, we offer healing and liberation to those that are suffering. Ultimately, serve with heart. And when that is done, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31 says, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Amen. Let us pray. Loving God, thank you for your word. Seal it in our hearts. Bless us all always, in every place and condition of our life, so that we always long for and need your words as a lamp of truth that liberates, comfort, and strengthens. Amen. as we close our time together and return to our daily activities, may we find ways of loving God with our heart, our mind, and our soul, and then pay it forward to our family, our friends, and our neighbors. Go now with God's love, sustaining us today, tomorrow, and every day. And the blessing from the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you now and forever. Amen.